Yes, Mr. Chair, I think I hear you in a sense that that aspect of leisure versus commuters is something that we need to properly address. So we have to give the right description to this matter so that anybody using our guidance will be able to take an informed decision then on how to designate a network. I tend to think that we have to find the right place in what we refer to as our informal document number one, that there we really have to expand the consideration. We included that only a little bit, but I think the discussion that we have shows that we should have really good differentiation and give the flexibility to the team working on the networks to really decide maybe sometimes to use parallel networks if they want to serve both types of users. But I suppose we kind of come to some sort of agreement that we make a first attempt to think in terms of values for the parameters, distinguishing between the three groups. So we do minimum, we try to do a minimum parameters and then higher level parameters, the improved parameters for attracting more cyclists, so the attentive cyclist groups, and then thinking in terms of this what is called vulnerable. Of course, as a group, we can be thinking of what will be the best names, but we don't need to decide or agree on everything at this meeting. We will be discussing this, I think, over the course of the next meetings, and the discussion then in the future will show how we want to conclude and alter the material.